Are you ready for your transplant? These are the words of maybe a doctor, what they would say to somebody after finding out that they need surgery, maybe open heart surgery. As we talked the last few weeks, we are talking about our fitness for life, how you and I are fit for life. But we first ask that question, really, how fit are we? When you take a really long, deep look inside of what's inside of here, when you ask yourself that question, how fit am I? A lot of us start to wonder. We start to think of our body image, maybe our physical fitness. Even if we work out a lot, it still takes a lot of effort. Even if we think of our mental or emotional health, we know in our day and age, that's a hard thing to always make sure to keep up on, our mental fitness. For us in our spiritual fitness, as one whole body, we know when we take a deep look, how fit are we? Guess what? We're not very fit at all. In fact, we are, as Scripture has told us today in our second lesson, that we are dead on the inside. You ever feel like that? You ever just feel dead on the inside? That means nothing's working, nothing's there. You feel empty and hollow and alone. Sometimes, especially when the months get darker for a lot of people, that's what they feel like. Maybe in your life today, you've had a moment where you've been brought pretty low and you felt just dead. Well, Scripture tells us that that's not just a feeling. We are spiritually dead because of sin. We just heard earlier today a lesson from the Old Testament. The fun story that we like to teach our youngsters about Noah and the ark and the flood, right? All the cute animals. But something that we often miss is kind of what's going on outside today. It is raining. And for Noah, it rained. And it rained. And it rained, and it rained, miserable day after day. And you know why it rained? Because God saw the whole world, the people themselves, even the animals. Everything was out of order. And he looked down at all the beautiful creation that he made. And did you catch what happened in the Bible? God saw the world in the age of Noah, and he was sorry that he had ever made it. Can you imagine that? Our good and gracious Father, our good God that declared everything good, and even when he looked at the final day of creation, he saw it, and it was very good. He decided it just wasn't good anymore. Think of a time in your life when you've made something that you are really proud of, right? Maybe it was a picture you drew on and you put it on the refrigerator. Maybe it was a present that you gave for a birthday or a Christmas that you made. Maybe if you're a mom or a dad, you had children. Were you ever sorry that you made that? Were you ever so just disappointed that you didn't want it anymore? The fact of the matter is, because of this spiritual lack of fitness in our hearts, that we are dead to sin because of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, God saw the world at one point in our lives, in the life of the world, and he was ashamed, and he wiped it out with the simple aspect of rain coming down those waters of the flood. For you and I today, we have a different thing going on. When we know that we have a spiritual crisis on our hands, we have a different type of flood going on. We are covered over and buried in baptism. Now, take a good look at this next picture. Raise your hand, anybody, raise your hand. Let me know, where is this picture taken? Where is this a perspective of? What do you think? How about over here, our elder? In the narthex? What's the narthex? Kind of like the gathering place where you first come in, yeah? Right. This is an image of what you see walking through the doors of our church for the very first time. And you might have missed it sometimes. When you first walk in through our doors of our church, off of the parking lot into God's house, you see this picture. Before I got here, there was the etched glass image of the dove. Since I've been here, I added a little addition of a water fountain, a continuous stream of water. And you might even see a little closer in the middle, there's a little token of remembrance of a shell. Every day when you come in through these church doors, every one of us gathered here today has walked past this image. And it was there to remind you of your baptism. Every day, every time you come into this church, you can be reminded that you are baptized into Christ. And what that means is that you have been drowned. Your sin has been drowned. And sometimes when we come in through those doors, we feel like we're drowning. Sometimes when we walk through those doors, we pass this image, and we see that shadow of a reflection in the middle. Anybody want to take a crack at what's that shadow? It's me. Yep. And it caught me one day. After several days of walking by in the church, I'm here all the time. One day I thought of it. I was like, huh, I can see my reflection. And it caught me to remind myself that, yes, on the good days and the bad days, I can come in through this church and know that I am covered. My sins have been covered. And my sins have been washed away, despite how bad or how sinful or how dark I feel. Now, what's interesting is I like that image so much that that water fountain placed in there takes on a brand new meaning. How many of you raise your hand again where a member here or have worshipped here maybe 15, 20 years ago? Some older, longtime members. Raise your hand. Yeah, some back there. For those of you here that were worshiping from 1992 to about 2003, you might have seen this image. This is an image of that same spot, but looking from the inside out. In fact, this is our fellowship hall where a lot of us enjoy snacks after worship. But if you look straight back, that same dove is remaining, and there it is. Our baptismal font, where some of us have been brought into faith. This image is important to all of us, that we can walk by that font and know that we are covered despite our sins. The very first thing that we walk in the church, we can see and remember that. It's an important image for us today. It's the same important image because we have that same thing happening before us right here today. Let's take a look. Some of us might have walked past it without even knowing it, but here in our new church gathering place, the same place, that baptismal font, the new baptismal font is the same place that we can walk by and remember daily. Despite the worries and cares of this world, that we are covered by Christ. But I have another thing on my mind. Looking back at this picture, when I was taking this, I had another thought. What's the shape my body has been made into? It's a cross. How do you know it's me, though? All I see is a dark shadow. For us, when we come into God's house and worship, whenever we remember our condition of sinfulness and redemption, it's not about what we look like anymore. In fact, this shadow image is a good thing to remember because sometimes when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves, we see our past, we see maybe things that we don't like physically about ourselves. We look into the reflection that God sees. None of that stuff matters. And when we see a dark figure that maybe feels shallow and sinful and honestly dark, that we don't have an image anymore, what God sees on the inside looking out is not necessarily your face, but the face of Christ himself. Whenever you see yourself in that reflection, You can see what God sees. What God sees today is your spiritual fitness, all because of Jesus. When God sees you, he sees the very face of Jesus. Not because of how great you and I can be or are. Not because of how much we've done for our church or how much we've given. But when God sees you today, he sees Christ because Jesus paid for you. We belong to Christ. Now that makes a difference. We talk about, are you ready for your transplant? That once cold heart of stone that we sometimes feel like we have is a different heart placed within you. Go ahead and put your pulse, your finger on your pulse. I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but I'm pretty sure when you put your fingers to your pulse, you can feel a beat. That heartbeat reminds you, you have the heartbeat of God living and beating within you. So I have a question. Knowing our spiritual fitness today, when were you saved? When was the first time that you were given faith? For a lot of us, it could have been maybe an experience in college or maybe confirmation day. When was it that we inherited all the things that Jesus did on the cross 2,000 some years ago? Right there in baptism. Regardless of our age and our condition in life, our Lord welcomes us and gives us the means of all of his love right here today. So, question. Who contributed to your spiritual beginnings, your newness of life? Who led you to being baptized? Maybe a godmother, a godfather, a special aunt or uncle, your mom or dad, a stalwart of faith. But today, think of this. If you were to argue for the reason why you believe in God today, if somebody asks you, why are you a Christian? Why do you go to that church? What would you share? When we talk about our fitness. As you think about those questions, what are maybe some other questions? In what ways, when we talk about baptism today, why was water such a great thing for God to use, right? God loves to use the ordinary things of this world, human elements, bread and wine to accomplish great and godly things. Simple water. It doesn't have to be water from the Jordan River. Why was water such a great example to talk about how you are covered and washed? Is the power of baptism the quantity of water, right? Sometimes we talked about baptism, about being dunked underneath the river. I've had a privilege once to baptize with a little eyedropper for an possibly tiny infant. Was that the same baptism as somebody submerged? Why do you think the early church practiced infant baptism? Some churches today don't even go near it. And is it possible for babies to believe in Jesus? Or why would babies need to be baptized in the first place? Can babies be sinful? I'll let the moms and dads answer that one. Today, when we talk about our spiritual fitness, guess what? We are whole. God has made you whole today. We aren't just a shell of a person in a body waiting for heaven to go on the clouds. You are body and soul combined. You are body, mind, and soul combined. So guess what? We have a fitness goal for you today. Water doesn't just clean from the outside. It cleans from the inside. Your body depends on it for your organs to function. So your goal today is to drink half of your body weight. For some of us, this might be easier. Drink half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. I'll let you do the math on that, but I'm going to help you out. I'm not going to just tell you what to do without helping you, just like God doesn't tell us what to do without helping us. My gift to you today is this water bottle. If you haven't picked one up today, you can grab one for free right there at the welcome desk. There's options, blue or red. And if it comes to it, it's about 4 a day. Your goal this week is to drink 4 bottles of water a day and see how you feel. See how your mood maybe changes. And when you drink water, whether it's from this bottle or not, think of what that reminds you about how God has not only washed you up from the outside, but from the inside out. When you do then, when you realize that, you'll know that you are fit for life.